Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
These are questions I have considered. 1, Genesis 18:25. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? 2, Romans 3:16. How then shall God judge the world? 3, Exodus 13:14. What is this? Isaiah 22:16. What hast thou here? And Matthew 19:20. What do I still lack? Next one, Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require? Genesis 16:13. Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Genesis 31:37. What hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Isaiah 66:1. Where is the house that ye build to me? Esther 6:4. Who is in the court? There's a promise given to God, that is the Lord Tommy L. Hart, set in Ruth 3:11. The promise to God says this: I will do to thee all that thou requirest. Remember the question, what does the Lord require? The promise says, I will do to thee all that thou requirest. Luke 10:42 tells us one thing. It says, is needful. Now let's put those two statements together, the promise and the next statement. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. One thing is needful. I will identify that one thing that is needful. But keep in mind the promise to do to thee, God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, all that thou requirest. Now there's a commandment to me, and that commandment says, the commandment is set in 2 Kings 20, verse 1. The commandment to me says, set thine house, the fundamental question coming from that commandment is this. What is the house of God? What is the house of God? So, I seek to identify the one thing that is needful. We will see if things have been provided that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, requires, and we will see what is the house of God. Here are other statements. Listen to these. Genesis 19, verse 9 says this. He will needs be a judge. The he there is a reference to the Lord God. And who is the Lord God? The Lord God is Tommy L. Hart. That is his name. He will needs be a judge. The promise, I will do to thee all that thou requirest. So he sees God as requiring judgeship. God needs to be a judge. He will needs be a judge. The Word of God sees God being a judge as a necessary thing. Psalm 75:7 says this, God is the judge. So God is made judge. God is the judge. Clarification, God, L. Hart, is the judge. Psalm 96:13, he cometh to judge the earth. Statement of purpose. He, God, comes to judge the earth. Earth, the people. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God has come to judge the earth. So we see the necessity of God needing to be a judge because that is his work, that of judging. Judging men and women. Judging humankind. Psalm 58:11 says this, verily, truly, he. Who he? Well, let's read it. Verily, he is a God that judges in the earth. The he, verily he, Tommy L. Hart, is a God that judges in the earth. So, the word says to me, Psalm 17, verse 2, let my sentence come forth from thy presence. 9, he cometh to judge the earth. two statements saying the same thing. Psalm 96:13, he cometh to judge the earth. Psalm 98:9, he cometh to judge the earth. Psalm 75:7, God is the judge. So it is necessary that God be a judge. Question is asked concerning the judge, who is God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, Exodus 3:13 and Proverbs 30:4. Ask, what is his name? What is his? Who is his? What is his God's name? What is his name? His name is Tommy L. Hart. What is the name of this God who is the supreme judge, who is judge of all the earth? Remember one of the questions, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? It is right that God, it is right that God judge. It is a necessity that God be a judge. The name of this supreme judge, who is judge of all the earth, is Tommy L. Hart. That is the name of God. Answer, the name of God, the supreme judge and judge of all the earth, is Tommy L. Hart. Now, hear these statements. The law says these things to me. It says in Psalm 67:4 to me, thou shalt judge the people righteously. Next it says to me in James 4:11, thou art a judge. Remember Psalm 75:7, God is the judge. In James 4:11, it says, the essence of the statement says to me, thou art a judge. Psalm 92:8, to me, said to me, that is, thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. We are reading things written in the law. Written. Things written in the book of the law, the AVB. And what law are we talking about? We're talking about the law of the Lord. Which is for all the people, to and for all the people. Thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. So God is the most high judge. He is the most high forevermore God. And you should know this by now from listening to me, that when I speak of God, I'm not speaking of a no-namer. God has a name. The name, the God of the Bible, the God which the AVB exalts, promotes, upholds, and talks so much about, speaks so much about, is Tommy L. Hart. That is the name of God. God has a name. God is a real individual. This is not religion. This is law. This is law. This is real. Religion, Christianity, speaks about an imaginary God. The Bible speaks of a real God. The law of the Lord speaks of a real God, one that can be seen. His voice can be heard with the ear. You hear his voice right now as I speak. A real living God. Okay, so moving on. Let's go back. Thou shalt, these things are said to me, thou shalt judge the people righteously. Thou art a judge. Thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. Listen, Luke 5, verse 11 said to me, or says to me, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. From henceforth thou, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shalt catch men. The statement is said to the Lord God. Psalm 110, verse, with that being the case, those things stated earlier, thou shalt judge the people righteously, thou art a judge, thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, art most high forevermore, from henceforth thou, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shalt catch men. Now, Psalm 110, verse 2 says to me, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. A judge rules. I am told, rule thou. That's a commandment to me. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Now the law says to all in Psalm 11, power belongs to God. Again. Not talking about an imaginary God, not talking about a religious, quote, God, unquote, something that is not a non-entity. These things speak of a real living individual, a real true living God. Power belongs to God. So, God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has power to judge, convict, and pronounce sentence. Power belongs to God. Now, what is a sentence? The noun sentence, an authoritative decision, a judicial judgment or decree. God has power to issue judicial judgment or decree. Sentence, an authoritative decision, a judicial judgment or decree, especially the judicial determination of the punishment to be inflicted on a convicted criminal. And two, sentence is the punishment itself. The verb sentence is or means to pronounce sentence upon, condemn. To punishment, to pronounce sentence upon, condemn to punishment. God has this power. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has this power. Now, so, the law makes it clear, the book of the law, the AZB, makes it clear that God is a judge. God has power. He has power to judge, to convict, and to pronounce sentence. God has power. The promise to God, I will do to thee all that thou requirest. God requires judgment. God requires judgeship. Okay? Now, Genesis 18:25 again says, ask the question, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Micah 6:8, what does the Lord require? Now the question. I've stated that the Lord requires judgment according to the word of God. The Lord requires power according to the word of God. The Lord requires law, and we have that law in the law of the Lord. Okay. I have called the law of the Lord the people's law, because the people are under the law of the Lord, the law of God, concerning God. All these things have been provided. Judgeship, power, law. Now, the question, Exodus 13:14, what is this? A most fundamental question. What is this? What is this? What is this that the question speaks of and asks about? What is this? Well, now the question is set in the AVB, right? The AVB asks the question, what is this? What? This is the AVB. Simple as that, isn't it? The Bible asks a question about itself. What is this? Basic, fundamental question. This is the AVB. And I've said that the AVB is the book of the law. Well, the law says that itself, this book of the law. So what is this? It is the AVB, which is the book of the law, the book of the Lord. Genesis 28:16 says this, surely the Lord is in this place. One, what place? The place of the AVB. You've heard somebody say, you are in the paper. You are in the newspaper. Okay. The Lord, surely the Lord is in this place. The Lord, God, Tommy O'Hart, is in the AVB. There's material concerning him that is in the AVB. Also, this place, place means function or duty. What place is the Lord in? We are told in the place of Psalm 75, verse 7, that the Lord is in the place, is in the Lord is the judge. That's his place. That's his position. The office the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, holds, Most High forevermore. Judge. Surely the Lord is in this place. 2 Chronicles 34:15. The question is asked, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? I have found, this is said in 2 Chronicles 34:15, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Two things spoken of there. Book of the law and the house of the Lord. It says, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. The book of the law, the AVB, and then we have the house of the Lord. What is this house of the Lord? Genesis 28:17, this is none other but the house of God. Remember the question, what is this? Speaking about this book, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, also called, or commonly called, King James Version. What is this? The answer, Genesis 28:17, this is none other but the house of God. The Bible asks a question, and it answers the question. What is this? This is none other but the house of God. But this book of the AVB. Okay? Listen carefully and follow. Jeremiah 7:3 says, to me, I will cause you to dwell in this place. All right. To dwell in, to spend a considerable amount of time in. God dwells in house of God, which is the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, spent considerable time in the house of God, which is the book, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. Dwell in. I will cause you to dwell in, spend considerable time in, reside, to stay for a considerable time, to occupy. So we're talking about spending time in, occupying, residing, dwelling in a place, this place, which is the AVB, which is the house of God, where the judge, the Most High, dwells, spends much time in. What is this? Exodus 13:14, Philippians 3:15 says, God shall reveal even this to you. I have revealed to you that which AVB is. It is the house of God. Now, in closing, the AVB is the house where God dwells, the place where he spends considerable time in. It is the place in which the law of the Lord is found. It is a place, the house of the Lord, is the place where the judge sits, where the judge studies, make inquiries, the chambers, the law. You have the chambers, you have the law. And I didn't read that passage. Maybe I'll read it next time if I don't read it this time. Okay? But I'm trying to make clear what the house of God is, the house of the Lord, the AVB, a book, the book of the law, the book in which the law of the Lord is found. Is there any more? Is there anything else? Let me turn to a passage. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 1. Listen to this. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God. The key statement there is, we have a building of God. Question, what is that building of God which the people have? Many of you have. What is that building of God? The building of God spoken here, which is a tabernacle, a dwelling place, is the AVB. It's speaking about the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, the place where God dwells in. He spends a considerable amount of time here. Now, and it is the place in which the book of the law is found. So we have in this statement three words, 2 Corinthians 5:1, house, tabernacle, and building. connected with God. House, tabernacle, building. The house of God. The tabernacle of the Lord. The building of God. The Authorized Version Bible. The AVB. The book in which the law of the Lord is found. So, let me look over the questions in closing and see what we have. Okay. Questions again. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? How then shall God judge the world? Well, we can answer that question. Romans 2:12. Those who sin shall be judged by the law. Remember, the law of the Lord. Psalm 19. Let's see here. I'm turning to Psalm 19. Psalm 19, verse 7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The law of the Lord. Okay? Those who sin shall be judged by the law of the Lord. That answers the question, how then shall God judge the world? He will judge the world in righteousness by the law of the Lord. Which law you have heard me read on this program. And if you haven't heard it, go to the last reading of the law in Law Master's Archives. It should be referenced in the title, Reading of the Law, whatever. But it's your responsibility to know the law. God is the judge. Sin should be judged. Who is the judge? The judge is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The judge is a real person who can really judge, okay, has the power to judge. God has power to judge, to convict, and to sentence. Okay? God has authority. So, we got that question answered. How then shall God judge the world? Those who sin shall be judged by the law of the Lord. What is this? This is the AZB, the house of God, the tabernacle of the Lord, the place where God dwells in, the place where God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, spends a considerable amount of time in. All right? What hast thou here? That's Isaiah 22:16. We have the AZB, house of God. What do I like? We have the court of God. That's not answering the question, what do I like? It's answering the question, what hast thou here? In the AZB, we have the court of God. The court of God. Now, that's what we have in the AVB. What is this? This is the book of the law. This is the house of God. This is the court of God. The AVB presides as judge. Keep that in mind. What does the Lord require? The Word of God says the Lord has required judgeship. He's required power. He's required a house. A judge needs a place from which to judge. It's called a court. You can call it a courthouse. That place, that courthouse is the house of the Lord, which is the Authorized Version Bible. God goes to court. God goes to the AVB. Genesis 16:13 asks, have I also here looked after him that sees me? In the regard, considering God is a judge, the Word of God has been looked after in being provided with a court can rule. You have a judge in the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. You have a court in the book the Authorized Version Bible. Judge with his court. Okay. And in the court, the book of the law of the Lord, is found. Isaiah 66, verse 1, where is the house that ye build to me? It's here. Where? Where is the house that you build to me? It is here. Where? Here. Here in the Authorized Version Bible. The place where God spends a considerable amount of time in, the place from which God holds court, the AVB. Join me next time.